堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Chapter 10 The Information Superhighway Dialogue 1 Computers are really spreading quickly. I just found the website of the high school I attended.
Lots of schools have their own websites.
That's true. But when I was in high school,We just had a few computers.
Yeah.
And now it looks like the whole school is computerized. Dialogue 2. So, tell me again, what is this new job you're taking?
I'll be doing web design.
Web design? That sounds like work for a spider.
Talking about designing pages for the World Wide Web, the Internet.
Dialogue 3. Why does a company need a website?
Not all companies need a website, but it can be very helpful in lots of ways. For instance, many people search the web when they are looking for a place.To buy something. And if your company has a good website, you are much more likely to get that customer's business.
Dialogue 4. I don't understand why this email keeps getting returned to me. I've checked the address and I know it's correct.
Maybe there's something wrong with your friend's mail server. If that's the case, the mail won't get through.
Passage, the information superhighway. Professional terms. Information superhighway.
Information superhighway.
Cellular mobile telephone.
Cellular mobile telephone.
National Information Infrastructure.
National Information Infrastructure.
Wireless.
Wireless.
I am pleased to announce today that at the beginning of the new year, President Clinton will present to Congress a package of legislative and administrative proposals on telecommunications.These changes coming in the related fields of telecommunications and computing and telephony and other related fields are going to make up one of the most powerful revolutions in the entire history of humankind. Today, most people are primarily receivers of information through the electronic media. We watch television, we listen to the radio.In this coming decade, we will each transmit more and more information as well over the same lines of communication. We'll send and receive not just on the telephone as we do now, but across the full range of the new technologies. Each person will turn from being just a consumer to being a consumer and a provider. In a way, this change represents another kind of empowerment. The quality revolution in the factory treats each individual as a source of added value. The communications revolution recognizes each individual as a source of information that adds value to our community and to our economy. Interactive television.Will mean holding a business meeting without leaving your living room. It will mean that people at home can use the television set not simply as passive entertainment, but as an active tool. These changes are coming not overnight or out of the blue. Rather, they are the outgrowth of a steady series of changes that encompass much of our history. Notes. It used to be that nations were more or less successful in their competition with other nations, depending on the quality of their transportation infrastructure. The nation with the best deep water ports or the most efficient railroads had a competitive advantage over others. And we begin to think of infrastructure in those terms. After World War II, when tens of millions of American families first purchased automobiles, and thousands of businesses began to rely on trucks every single day, we quickly found our network of two-lane highways to be hopelessly inadequate. And so we built a network of interstate highways. And that contributed enormously to our post-war economic dominance of the world. Today, commerce rolls not just on asphalt highways, but along information highways. And tens of millions of American families and businesses now use computers. And find that the two-lane information roads built for telephone service are no longer adequate. It's not that we have a shortage of information. Indeed, we often now have a lot more than what we know to do with. Take just one brief example, the Landsat satellite. We're trying to understand the global environment. And if the Landsat satellite is capable of taking a complete photograph of the Earth's surface every 18 days, and it's been up there for 20 years, and yet, 95% of all of the images it has made have never been seen by human eyes. Now, we have an insatiable hunger for knowledge as we try to find the information. We need to solve the challenging problems that confront us. And yet, in many cases, the information just sits rotting away unused. Notes. In order to communicate richly detailed images of a kind that allow us to deal with large quantities of information, we have to combine two technologies. First, computers, and then transmission lines or networks. Computers now have a rapidly growing capacity to transform data into recognizable patterns or images that allows us to use them handily. In order to communicate those images or those conglomerations of vast quantities of data among ourselves, we need networks capable of carrying those images to every house and business. We know how to do that technologically, but in order to accomplish it, we must have to unscramble the legal, regulatory, and financial problems that have thus far threatened our ability to complete such a network. We are already using it to communicate in ways that enrich and even save our lives. All of these applications will enhance the quality of life and spur economic growth. Over half of the U.S. workforce is now in jobs that are information-based. The telecommunication and information sector of the U.S. economy now accounts for 12% of the gross domestic product and is growing much faster than any other sector of our economy. Last year, the revenues in this sector exceeded $700 billion. We exported over $48 billion of telecommunications equipment alone. Today, more than ever, businesses run on information. At first, flexible information networks are as essential to manufacturing as steel and plastic. If we do not move decisively to ensure that America has the information infrastructure we need, every business and consumer in America will suffer. We must first understand how the information marketplace will operate. One helpful way is to think of the national information infrastructure as a network of highways, much like the interstates of the 1950s. These are highways carrying information rather than people or goods. Some highways will be made of fiber optics, others of coaxial cables, others will be wireless. But this is a key point. They must and will be two-way highways, so that each person will be able to send information in video form as well as just words, as well as receiving information. These new information highways will be wider than today's technology permits. That's because of television programs contain so many more bytes of information than a telephone conversation. And because new uses of video and voice and computers will consist of even more information, moving at even faster speeds. This new information marketplace based on these highways include four major components. First, the owners of the highways, because unlike the interstates, the information highways will be built, paid for, and funded principally by the private sector. Second, the makers of information appliances like telephones, televisions, and computers, and the new products of the future that will combine aspects of all three. Third, information providers, local broadcasters, digital libraries, information service providers, and millions of individuals who will want to share or sell information. And most important, fourth, information customers, who will justly demand privacy, affordability, and choice. At some time in the next two decades, we will think about the information marketplace in terms of these four components. We will not talk about cable or telephones or cellular or wireless, because there will be free and open competition between everyone who provides and delivers information. Notes. We will not talk about cable or telephones or cellular or wireless, because there will be free and open competition between everyone who provides and delivers information. Practical English for Computer 10. Key sentence. All players must be ready for the game to start. Are you sure you want to cancel your changes? Are you sure you want to lose your changes? Are you sure you want to exit this game? Are you sure you want to delete the file? Delete this character? Associated saved games will be deleted too. Do you want to abort this mission? Enter your character name. Loading game data. Starting a new game. That name already exists. This program is protected by U.S. and international copyright laws as described in menu about. You can't reject yourself. You must select a game.